Nyla Boodoo, host of The 21st. Libraries have been Katherine Harris's life's work. Last March, she retired after 25 years of working at the Lincoln Presidential Library Museum, most recently as the Director of Library Services. Tonight, Katherine Harris will become the first African-American and the first woman to become president of the Abraham Lincoln Association. Thanks for joining us, Katherine.
Thank you for inviting me.
Now, you grew up as the oldest of a family of 10 children in Carbondale in the 1960s. I know your parents made the commitment that all of their children would go to college, which you all did. But I wanted to ask you about when you were first at Carbondale Community High School. What did libraries mean for you back then?
You know, that is a very good question. I do not really recall that much about a high school library, but I certainly remember our public library. In Carbondale, because I would take my younger brother and sisters to the library, or at least send them to the library at least one day a week to check out books.
And what kind of books did you like to check out?
Oh, I loved to check out history and biography even then. And I remember having read all of the books that I was interested in the children's department. And so I asked the librarian if I could go up to the adult part of the library. And she said no, because I was still a child. But when she had her back turned, I went up there anyway.
And I also, did I read that you were a big fan of Nancy Drew?
Yes, I did. I think, I don't even know if children know who Nancy Drew is or was anymore. But yes, I read probably every mystery that was in this series.
And then you did go to college, and during that time when you were in college, you became a mother. I can't
Yes.
imagine the stigma of being an unwed mother in the 1960s, but I wanted to ask you how that changed your career trajectory.
Actually, it truly did, because I had gone to school to be a French teacher. When I graduated high school, I decided to major in French. Well, I got my degree, and then when I was a senior, my daughter, Corey Hayes, appeared in my life, and I had applied for a teaching position in a northern suburb of Chicago, and I didn't hear, and I didn't hear. My mom said, well, why don't you call? So I did, and I was crestfallen because I was told by the principal that I was the best qualified candidate, but they could not get my unwed status passed the Board of Education, thinking that I would not be a good role model, not that that's the word that they used, for the children. So my sorority sister, who was going to be a teacher at a public school, said, well, Katherine, you've worked in libraries all the time you were in school, so I kind of think you might like them, so why don't you apply to the library school? So I did, on a whim, apply at library school, was accepted, but then my mom passed away on January 2nd, 1970, and I could not leave my dad and my younger brothers and sisters. We all needed each other, and so I stayed home until June, but I called the library school and told them my story. And indeed, they gave me ideas as to how to get childcare because my daughter went to a library school with me.
Wow.
So that's that story.
So I wonder, as you think about the path that you chose, originally I think you wanted, when you were thinking about being an interpreter, have you found those same things being a librarian and exposing people to maybe other cultures or other ideas?
Certainly, working in a library, particularly in the information desk, you meet all kinds of people from all over the world. And I have indeed met folks from all over the world. So talking with them and helping them discover whatever it is they're looking for, I've just met a wide variety of people throughout my career. And all of that, I think, has enriched me and made me a more rounded person just by helping them uncover the information that they came to the library for.
You know, something you've managed to do in your years of being a librarian is to make information accessible to people who are living in impoverished or rural areas. How do you see that situation? Is that a good situation? Do you think we need to be doing a better job of that?
I think we certainly need to be doing a better job of closing the digital divide. trying to get information to remote places is an issue that we still deal with today because of the digital divide and because of the availability of fiber optics or the lack thereof and broadband and all those kinds of things that are extremely expensive or not available to some of the communities, not only across the state in Illinois, but literally across the country.
And I think as we talk about this, in some ways, I would say you've been on the vanguard of that movement of librarians trying to bridge the digital divide. Do you feel that most librarians see their role now as helping bridge that digital divide, helping people have the means to access information and not just to help them find it?
Right. I think that librarians are on the forefront generally of moving forward in that area and advocating for rural communities, inner city communities, whatever kind of community where access to information is limited.
And as you think about that, I wonder how important you see the role of librarians in helping solve those, not just the digital divide, but as you said, and not just in rural areas, but maybe in lower income areas or where people don't have that access. How important are libraries?
Libraries are important to everyone. They certainly serve as an outlet, an opportunity for people to go learn, complete resumes, look for jobs. Libraries are critical, and so therefore librarians are critical.
Now, this week marks Abraham Lincoln's 207th birthday. What do you hope to accomplish as president of the Abraham Lincoln Association?
I am hoping that my tenure as president of the Abraham Lincoln Association, for which I am extremely honored and humbled, will allow me to be able to make our organization more diverse. And the Abraham Lincoln Association is just not an Illinois-based organization. Certainly, we have members from across the country, but more partnering with other organizations that are Lincoln-based, we might be able to better spread the word of Mr. Lincoln's life and legacy.
Which is the goal of the association, correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and perhaps we might even see you, Nyla.
Catherine Harris will be inducted as president of the Abraham Lincoln Association tonight at the Abraham Lincoln Association Symposium Banquet in Springfield. Thanks again for being with us.